Changing from image-guided thinking to symptom-generator-based thinking and action is the first step. Why? Summary is seen in initial frame above and adjoining pick. What are we diagnosing? Pick 1 below. This is October 1, 1983, inaugural day of my clinic. I am seen with my teacher Dr. Sharad Hardikar, who initiated me into spine surgery. The legacy surgery of those days is no more in vogue now. The concepts and basics have changed. Looking back on orthopedic spine surgery experience of 40 years, I realize that main deficiency in our thinking was and is inability to do root cause analysis or precise clinical diagnosis in degenerating lumbar spine and follow it up with targeted treatment. Overemphasis on anatomy and patho-anatomy ignoring physiology leads to image-guided decision-making and default midline axis surgery, which is rampant even today. See pick 2 above highlighting we diagnose pain back, leg or claudication primarily and maybe neurodeficit that comes later. It is really that simple. If we see pick 3 below, we know trial and error method of past in training and thinking about solving problems leads to a solution only by chance or luck, but systematic analysis is robust and quickly convergent to optimal solution as seen here. Systematic analysis needs good SOP or algorithms.